ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्। देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
सो प्लीज रिपीट द वर्स।
भूतेन्द्रिया मनोलिङ्गान् भूतेन्द्रिय मनोलिङ्गान् देहान् उच्छावचान् विभुः। देहान् उच्छावचान् विभुः। भूतेन्द्रिय मनोलिङ्गान् देहान् उच्चावचान् विभुः। भवत्युसृजति ह्यन्यास् तच्छापि स्वेन तेजसा। भूतेन्द्रियमनोलिङ्गान् देहान् उच्चावचान् विभुः। भजत् विसृजति ह्यन्यास् तच्चापि स्वेन तेजसा। भूतेन्द्रियमनोलिङ्गान् देहान् उच्चावचान् विभुः। भजत्युसृजति ह्यन्यास् तच्चापि स्वेन तेजसा। भूतेन्द्रियमनोलिङ्गान् देहान् उच्चावचान् विभुः। भजत्युसृजति ह्यन्यात् तच्चापि स्वेन तेजसा। भूतेन्द्रियमनोलिङ्गान् देहानुच्चावचान् विभुः। भजत्युसृजति ह्यन्यात् तच्चापि स्वेन तेजसा।
Thank you. මනෝලිංගාන් දේහානුච්චාවචාන් විභුහ භජති විශ්‍රජති හන්‍යාස් තච්චාපිත්වේන තේජසා භූතා
by the five material elements, indriya, the ten senses, manaha, and the mind, lingan, characterized, dehan, gross material bodies, uchavachan, high class and low class, vibhu, the individual souls, which is the Lord of the body and the senses. Bhajati achieves. Vustrujati gives up. He indeed. Anyaha being different. Tat that. Cha also. Api indeed. Svena by his own. Tejasa, power of advanced knowledge. The translation and purpose his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The five material elements, the ten senses and the mind all combine to form the various parts of the gross and subtle bodies. The living entity comes in contact with his material bodies, whether high or low, and later gives them up by his personal powers, personal prowess. This strength can be perceived in a living entity's personal power to process different types of bodies. Purport: the conditioned soul has knowledge. And if he wants to fully utilize the gross and subtle bodies for his real advancement in his life, he can do so. It is therefore said here that by high intelligence, svena tejasa, by the superior power of superior knowledge achieved from the right source, the spiritual master or acharya, he can give up his conditional life in a material body and return home, back to Godhead. However, if he wants to keep himself in the darkness of material world, he can do so. The Lord confirms this as follows in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 25. Yanti devratan devan, pitrun yanti pitruvratan, bhutani yani bhutejya, yani madhya jinopimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors. And those who worship me will live with me. The human form of body is valuable. One can use this body to go to higher planet system, to Pitriloka, or he can remain in this lower planetary system. But if one tries, he can also return home, back to Godhead. This prose is given by Supreme Personality of Godhead as a super soul. Therefore, the Lord says, Matta smritir jnanam apohanancha. From me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. If one wants to receive real knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can become free from bondage, repeated acceptance of material bodies. If one takes the devotional service of the Lord and surrender unto Him, the Lord is prepared to give one direction by which to return home, back to Godhead. But if one foolishly wants to keep himself in darkness, he can continue in a life of material existence. Jai Shri Prabhupada.
Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Ajnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupagada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadhanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha.
The five material elements, the ten senses, and the mind all combine to form the various parts of the gross and subtle bodies. The living entities comes in contact with the material bodies, whether high or low, and later gives them up by his personal prowess. This strength can be perceived in living entities, personal powers to process different types of bodies. Here, the Hiranyakashipu, the great demon, is pacifying his family. His brother, Hiranyaksha, was killed by the Supreme Lord in the form of Lord Varaha. At the time, his mother and the wives of Hiranyaksha, they're lamenting, and Hiranyakashipu started pacifying them, the giving the example of Lord Yamaraj. The interesting thing is here, the Hiranyakashipu was a demon, and he is speaking philosophy. And Prabhupada explains here in his purport that people, they have a choice. If they want to go to the planets of ancestors, they can go to ancestors planets, or if they want to go to heaven, they can go to heaven. At the end of the day, if they want to go to back to home, back to Godhead, they can go back to Godhead. So the coming back to this Hiranyakashipu, the Hiranyakashipu was a demon himself, and he is giving instructions, he is pacifying the family by speaking the philosophy. So the Kali Yuga also, in this Kali Yuga also, we can see sometimes the so-called sadhus, they try to pretend the real one. But when the time comes, they fall down and people, they say, oh, this was it. We worshipped him a lot until today. So now we come to know that, he tend to be a pseudo guru or a fake guru. But these things, they happen because they're like Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu, it sounds like, his philosophy is very great. But in fact, he did not have a devotional service towards the Lord, because he was not surrendered to the Krishna. His own son, Prahlad Maharaj, gives certificate to Hiranyakashipu, saying that Avidwan. One of the words, he says that Varam Varaya Yetate Varadeshan Maheshwara Yadanindat Pitamestwan Avidwan Yoga Maheshwaram. So when the Lord asked the Lord Narasimhadev, he asked Prahlad, Prahlada badram badram te pritosmam te asurottama varam vrunishwabhimatam kama purosmi aham nrinam. So, Lord Narasimhadev offered the boons to Prahlad Maharaj. But Prahlad Maharaj says that Yadidasyasi me kaman varam swam varadarshabha kamanam rudyasam roham bhavatasturune varam. See, the devotees sarva bhuta hite rataha. They always want to be helpful to others. They always want to show the good path or spiritual path to others. Even though the Lord Narasimhadev offered to ask whatever he wants, Prahlad Maharaj rejected. He says, Yadi dasyasi me kaman varam swam varadarshabha. So the Lord of the boons, if you want to give me something, you know, give me this boon that take off all my material desires from the core of my heart. So by that, I became free from the desires. So I don't have to ask you anything. Like sometimes Prabhupada comments that in his lectures, like people, they see God as the order carrier. God, give me this, give me that. But the devotees, they're other way around. Like Lord Narasimhadev offered to ask Prahlad whatever he wants, and Prahlad, he rejected. But in the same way in Srimad Bhagavatam, when the Lord appeared in front of Muchikunda, the Lord offered Muchikunda as well. He says that Varan Vrishva Rajarshe Sarvan Kaman Dadamite Mam Prapanno Jano Kaschin Nabhuyo Arhati Sochitum. So the Lord offered, you know, Varan Runishwa Rajarshe Sarvan Kaman Dadamite. I will fulfill all your desires. You see, Sarvan Kaman Dadamite. He could have desired anything. He could have said that, oh my dear Lord, I want to become as good as the Supreme Lord and he can become my servant. Because Krishna offered, didn't he? Sarvan kaman dadamite, which means he could get anything and everything. There is no restrictions. But in the contrary, Muchikunda also rejected. And here Krishna is saying that Mam prapanno jana kaschin nabuyo arhati sochitum. If one fully surrenders unto Krishna's lotus feet, kaschin nabuyo arhati sochitum, that person never need to lament again, not only in this life, like Kulashekar, he says that one of his verses, life after life, my dear Lord, I want to be your servant life after life. So once we become servant of Krishna, the life after life, we never need to lament again for anything, even for our necessities or anything, because the Krishna is Supreme Person of Godhead and He is like a parent. He is like a Supreme Father. The father knows, the mother knows what the children they need. So the children, they don't go to the parents and they say, I want this, I want that. Before the children, they ask the parents, they arrange everything for them. Until they become adults, or until they get a job. The similar way, here the prapatti is very important. Though, the Hiranyakashipu, for the time being, he appears to be as a great philosopher. But in fact, he did not surrender unto Krishna. But the demons, you know, what they do usually? Even the demons, sometimes they look like philosophers. But in fact, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that in 16th chapter, the demoniac person thinks, so much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and I will increase in future, more and more. He is my enemy, and I kill him, and my other enemies also will be killed. I am the lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful and happy. I am the richest man, surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices, I shall give some charity, and thus I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. So this is demonic mentality. You know, here it says that in the translation, it says that the living entities comes contact with the material bodies, whether high or low. The high means the human beings, and within the human beings, you know, the rich people who is very comfortable. And the low means, you know, the animals. In 8.4 million living entities, you know, we have only 400,000 kinds of the human beings, species. Other than that, all are animal beings. So low or high, if somebody surrender to Krishna and they become the higher bodies, the human beings, within the human beings who are living very comfortably, or, you know, who has no scarcity. But how it comes? Prahlad Maharaj says that tushte cha tatra kimalabhya ananta adhe Shishi Radha Ras Vihari ji ki, Sitaram Hanuman ji ki, Shri Gau Nithai ki, Shri Prabhupada Maharaj ki. So anyway, so Krishna has to give. If somebody becomes devotee, Krishna says that ananya chintayantu mam yajana paripashate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogam kshemam dadamyaham. So if one becomes a devotee, Krishna gives him everything. Whatever he has, Krishna protects, and whatever he doesn't have, Krishna gives in his own time. But in other hand, the demons, they don't wait until Krishna gives. They grab it. Right? If you see the Hiranyakashipu, he grabbed the kingdom from the Indra. And even Lord Yamaraj became so afraid. He stopped his job, killing the, you know. So he took all the powers in his own hand. So this is demoniac nature. I'll tell you an example. It's a famous story in Andhra Pradesh. So it suits to Hiranyakashipu. So here the Hiranyakashipu sounds like very spiritual, and a great philosopher. In fact, he doesn't have the common sense. The common sense is that to surrender to Krishna. There was one disciple and the guru. They were going to pilgrimage, and the guru instructed, they were going by the bullock cart. Those days there was no public transport like how we have now. So they were going in bullock cart, place to place. The guru instructed the disciple, "My dear boy, you know, the bullock cart is not very stable. Sometimes things can fall very easily." He says that, you know, whatever it falls on the way, so please keep on looking, you know, please keep an eye. Yeah, he said, please keep an eye. So this disciple understood that, my guru told me that, just keep an eye. So they went, you know, some distance. The guru's kamandalu fell down in the ground. The disciple did not do anything, he just ignored. And he keep on going. And after some time, the guru got up. And he said, "My dear boy, what happened?" Says, "Guruji, you told me keep on looking things. So your kamandalu fell down." "So what did he do?" I said, "I did not do anything." "Why?" "Look, he didn't tell me to pick it up." So the guru said that, you know, my bad karma that I got a disciple like you. What can I do? So he says that anything falls from this vehicle, so he had to pick it up. So the guru said that, "Okay, Guruji." And he took the inventory of all the goods. You know, the books and the, you know, whatever they have, the edible things and everything. So guru has been so clever. So he thought that I'm not going to trust in the disciple anymore. So he gave the list of it. If the book falls down, you had to pick it up. If the kamandulu falls down, you had to pick it up. If the chatai, the mattress falls down, you had to pick it up. So guru did not say that anything else. So they keep on going again. And after some time, the guru was sleeping, you know, nearby the entrance. He thought that this stupid disciple is not going to pick it up anything. So I will sleep here, anything falls, so I will stop them, somehow or other. Finally, Guruji fell himself. So the disciple, he was going, you know, because he was going, you know, further. He did not stop. Because in the list, the Guruji name wasn't there. You see? So Hiranyakashipu also, such a foolish fellow. He knew all the philosophy and he was trying to pacify his relatives, but he did not know that the Krishna is Supreme Person of Godhead. The foolish disciple, he didn't care about the Guruji because their name wasn't there in his list. So in this way, the demons, they are always like that. They don't take the right thing, but they take all the wrong things all the time. They think this material world is permanent and that can keep them comfortable. Never. Never it's going to happen. Because once you are a devotee, by the grace of Krishna, you can be comfortable. If not, no one can be comfortable in their life. So here the surrenderance comes again. The Hiranyakashipu wasn't surrendered to Krishna. So what's the meaning of surrender? Right? Here in Bhagavad Gita, the chapter 11, Arjun says to Krishna, "Namah purastat ataprushta taste namostute sarvata eva sarva ananta viryamita vaktramastvam
sarvam samapnoti tatosti sarvaha.
Obeisances to you from the front, from behind, and from all sides. O unbounded power, you are the master of limitless might. You are all pervading, and thus you are everything. And the next one, he says that,
Pitasi lokasya chara charasya, tvamasya pujyasya gurur gariyan, natvasamo asti atyabhika kutonyo, lokastrayo apratibha prabhavaha.
So here he says that, you are the father of the complete cosmic manifestation, of the moving and the non-moving. You are its worshipable chief, the supreme spiritual master. No one is equal to you, nor can anyone be one with you. How then could there be anyone greater than you within three worlds? O Lord of immeasurable power. So this is surrenderance. So he is paying obeisances from all the sides to Krishna. And he is saying that you are everything. But if you see the Hiranyakasipu character, though he appeared to be philosopher, but he did not have surrender. If you take any devotee, like even Gajendra, he says that even Gajendra surrendered to Krishna fully, though he was an animal's body, right? So Krishna has to come to save him. So one who becomes a devotee, like Gajendra, so Krishna saves them. So Prahlada Maharaj says that, even though the supreme devotees like Brahma and Shiva and other devotees, they are not able to satisfy you even until today. Says that,
Brahmadaya suragana munayoda siddhaha satvaikatana matayo vachasam pravahaihi naradanayahi bhavanti parasya pumso bhaktyatutosha bhagavan gajayutapaya.
So here bhakti is very important. Prahlada Maharaj is emphasizing bhakti here. He's saying to Krishna,
so brahmadaya suragana munayoda siddhaha satvaikatana matayo vachasam pravahaihi.
So Brahma and Shiva and all other demigods, charanas and siddhas, they were very well versed in Sanskrit. And vachasam pravahaihi, they can glorify Krishna as a river flowing very fast. So they have such a knowledge, they can glorify Krishna. But they were not able to satisfy Krishna. And other verse, he says that, you know, it's very difficult to satisfy Krishna.
Mannedhana vijana rupa tapasrutauja steja prabhava balapaurusha buddhi yogat naradanayahi bhavanti parasya pumsu bhaktyatutosha bhagavan gajayutapaya. So mannedhana vijana rupa tapasrutauja Tejah prabhava bhala paurusha buddhi yogat.
So these qualities Hiranyakashipu had them. What is it? Dhanabhi, jana, rupa, tapaha, ojaha, stejaha. So Hiranyakashipu had all these character, you know, all the qualities. He was very powerful and he was so rich and he had so many demoniac followers. And he did tapasya as well. Tapaha. He did so many years austerity so that his all body was eaten by the ants. So only the skeleton was remaining. So what's the use of it? Right? So even if they have all the good qualities, but there is no use because there is no bhakti. So here it says that bhaktya tutosha bhagavan gajayuta paya. To satisfy Krishna, you don't have to be well knowledged or you don't have to be well educated. You don't have to take birth in a very aristocratic families. You don't have to be beautiful. You don't have to be like a bhala paurusha buddhi yoga. You don't have to be very intelligent even. To satisfy Krishna, we just need intelligence to glorify Krishna. So that's what all the devotees says. That's what all the devotees did. Even Brahma, when he stolen the Krishna's cows and the cowherd boys, when he came back to see Krishna, what he did? He glorified Krishna. He says that, Naumidhyate abhravapushe tadidam bharaya gunjavatam saparipichala sanmukaya vanyasraje kavalavetra vishanavinu lakshmastri mrudupade pashupangajaya. Naumidhyate abhravapushe tadidam bharaya. So he's glorifying Krishna. Oh my dear Krishna, your body is like the cloud, the fresh cloud. Tadidambaraya, and you are wearing the garments like a thunder. You know, when the thunder comes, it's like a very glowing. So you're wearing beautiful clothes and gunjavatam saparipichalasan mukaya. So Krishna decorated in his head the gunja beads and he has the earrings and in his head he has got the peacock feather and in his neck vanyasraje he has got the garland of the forest flowers and kavala vetra vishana venu. Krishna has got the dahi rice in his hand. So at that time Krishna was eating rice with his devotees. And Krishna had a stick in his hand. And in his waist, Krishna had the buffalo. What do you call the buffalo bugle? Sorry? Acha, you know the blow. भैंस का वो होती है ना वो हॉर्न वो बजाने वाला. अच्छा 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 अच्छा. सो इन दिस वे इवन ब्रह्मा इज ग्लोरिफाइंग कृष्णा. द फर्स्ट वर्स इज इज दैट नौमीढ्यते अभ्रवपुषे तडिदंबराय गुंजावतम सपरिपिचलसन्मुखाय वन्यस्रजे कवलवेत्र विशानवेनु Lakshma Sriye Mrudupade
Pashupangajaya.
The first verse, he starts with Naumi Dhyate. Naumi means I pay obeisances. Yidhyate, worshipable Lord. And even the last one, he says the same thing. Shri Krishna Vrishnikula Joshadayin.
Shma Nirjarat Dvijapashu Dadi Vruddhikarin.
Uddharma Sharvara Harakshiti Rakshasidrak.
Akalpa Markam Arhan Bhagavan Namaste.
Sri Krishna Vrishnikula Pushkara Joshadayin. So he compared here the Vrishni dynasty as the lotus flower. So the lotus opens when the sun comes. Right? So Sri Krishna Vrishni Kula Pushkara Joshadayin. Kshma Nirjara Dvija Pashodadi Vruddhikarin.
So here explained that why Krishna takes incarnations, or why Krishna takes birth.
So Krishna takes birth, or Krishna takes incarnations to please devotees. Karuno Vrunite. In order to give mercy to his beloveds, and in order to glorify his beloved devotees as well. And here Brahma is saying that Uddharma Sharvarahara Kshiti Rakshasa Druk. Krishna comes to protect the religion and kill the demons in the earthly planet. And here he is saying that Akalpa Marka Marhan Bhagavan Namaste. Akalpa, until the end of the kalpa, as long the sun is there, I'll keep on you paying the obeisances. Here, the Arjuna says that Namah Purastat Ata Pushtataste Namostute Sarvata Eva Sarva. Arjuna paying obeisances from the front and from the back and around the Krishna. And here the Brahma is paying obeisances. Akalpa Marka Marhan Bhagavan Namaste. As long the sun is there and until the end of the kalpa, oh my dear Lord, I keep on paying the obeisances. So this is different between the demons and the devotees. So the devotees, they always want to satisfy Krishna. And the demons, they want to always give troubles to devotees and Krishna himself. And the demons, they can do anything. Ravana stolen the wife of the Supreme Person of Godhead. You see? This is demonic mentality. But here, why Krishna comes? The Narada Muni explains that
Etadyadi Purushasya Mrugendra Leelam Daitrendra Yudhapavadam Prayata Pateta Daityatma jasya satam pravarasya punyam srutvanu bhava makuto bhayameti lokam.
So etadyadi purushasya mrugendra lilam. So adi purushasya mrugendra lilam. Krishna want to exhibit his mrugendra lila as Narasimha. And who is the characters over there? Daitendra Yudhapavadam Pretah Pateta. And Daityatma Jasatam Pravarasya Punyam. Here Krishna killed the demon Hiranyakashipu. And by killing that he protected Prahlad Maharaj. And by glorifying Krishna and his devotee. In the meantime, we are chanting the Hiranyakashipu's pastimes as well. Because Hiranyakashipu was a devotee of Krishna in his past life. So in this life, it happened to be he became a demon. Because Krishna is called Stuti Stota Rana Priyaha. Krishna likes when you glorify him. And Stota, when you glorify his pastimes, Leela. Etadya Adi Purushasya Mrugendra Leelam. By creating the character like a Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad Maharaj, and taking himself, Mrugendra, he given a chance us to purify. For what? Punyam. We achieve the past credits. And by doing that, we go to the back to home, back to Godhead. So Krishna takes so many incarnations and he does so many pastimes. And he comes as incarnations, or he takes birth in different families, or he appears like Lord Varaha or Mastya, Mastya Kurma Varahasya Narasimhasya Vamanaha Ramo Ramasya Krishnasya Buddha Kalki Tadaivacha. Yeah? Mastya Kurma Varahasya Narasimhasya Vamanaha Ramo Ramasya Krishnasya Buddha Kalki Tadaivacha. So here, even Radha Ras Bihari in front of us taken birth by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and he is doing his pastimes here with his intimate devotees. So one may ask, how it is possible? Lord Brahma says that Koveti Bhuman Bhagavan Paratman Yogeshwaroti Bhavata Trilokyam Kova Kadamva Kativa Kadeti Vistarayan Kridasi Yogamayam. So Koveti Bhuman Bhagavan Paratman Yogeshwaroti Bhavata Trilokyam. So even Brahma doesn't know that how many incarnations within these three worlds, how, when, how many, and where. Kova Kadamva Kativa Kadeti Vistarayan Kridasi Yogamayam. So in this way, Koveti Bhuman Bhagavan Paratman. Koveti Bhuman, Bhagavan, my dear Supreme Person of Godhead, who knows? Bhagavan Paratman. Oh, my dear Supreme Person of Godhead. Right? Yogeshwara. And, you know, he does so many pastimes. Like Brahma says that, Koveti Bhuman, Bhagavan Paratman, Yogeshwarati. So in this way, he glorifies Krishna that, you know, even Brahma doesn't know that. He takes so many incarnations, in so many places, in so many planets. See, in this way, Radha Rasvihari also doing the pastimes within the Juhu land to please Srila Prabhupada, and he appeared here as the Radha Rasvihari, and he's been doing the pastimes for 40 years now. So we wish that he will keep on doing his pastimes until the end of the Kali Yuga. And this month is called month of Purushottam, and Jagannath is going to appear in his Navakalevara, in his new body. And the 17th of March is called Netra Darshan. That's right. Yeah?
Sorry?
17th of July. So this is very, very auspicious month. So last time it happened in 1996. And now it's happening after 19 years. And it's very great to see Jagannath. He is appearing all over the world. Like we had a London Rath Yatra 14th of June in London. And even some devotees came from Juhu as well. So, thank you for tolerating me. Do you have any questions now? Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat ki Nithai Gaur Premanande.